Welcome to Watch the Stack, a podcast designed to help commercial real estate sponsors and developers do larger deals. Here on this show, we focus on all aspects of the commercial real estate capital stack: senior debt, mezzanine debt, pref equity, common equity, and everything in between. With that being said, let's get started. Disclaimer: investing in securities is risky, and you can lose all of your money. This is not a commitment to lend or invest. We are providing no recommendation to buy or sell securities. Everything you see here and listen to on this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Please consult with your attorney, your CPA, and your security advisors before making any investment decision. So welcome back to another episode of Watch the Stack, a podcast designed to help commercial real estate sponsors and developers do larger deals. I'm your host, Roderick Jones, and I'm excited that you're joining me on another episode. Today, we're talking about the 12 steps to crafting the perfect pitch deck. Let's go ahead and get right into it. So the format of this show is going to be a little bit different because I'm not going to give you the exact words you should put into your pitch deck. I'm not going to give you the exact order or number that these 12 steps should go in. I'm going to give you the framework or the question that you should answer for that particular slot. So basically, it's going to be a question, and then it's going to be a ton of questions under that main question for each step. And you'll see as we get into the podcast. But it's not about giving you exactly what to say. It's about having you think through your investment strategy and then putting those thoughts into a cohesive format so that way you can raise capital in a logical, ethical, moral, and legal way and clearly communicate what you're trying to do. All right, so let's go ahead and get into step number one. So step one is basically an overview of the opportunity. With this overview of the opportunity, you're basically going to answer these three questions. What is the story? Does it make sense? And can it be communicated easily? So when we say what is the story, we want you to detail it out. I want you to detail it out as much as possible and back everything up with details. And basically, the story should be a short executive summary. And then after you do that, you're going to say, does this make sense? If you took all the emotions out of the equation and looked at the numbers for what they were, would you still do this deal? And if the answer is yes, next question you go to is, can it be easily communicated? Meaning, keep it as simple as possible. Don't try to throw a ton of commercial real estate jargon or language or buzzwords to make yourself sound sophisticated or anything like that. Keep it so simple that anybody can read it in a short amount of time and know exactly what you're doing and what you're trying to do without having to Google every three words. You know, what is NOI? What is this? What is that? And people should know what NOI is and things like that, but don't use big terminology if you don't have to. Keep it as simple as possible. Now let's go on to question number two. What is the market environment or investment thesis? Basically, this is where you talk about the market. So what is the market like? Next, you're going to talk about, does this support your investment thesis? And then third, you're going to talk about, in that market, has prices moved up or down? So for the second step of what is the market environment or investment thesis, you're talking about what the market's like. You're talking about how does this support your investment thesis? And then you're talking about, has the prices moved up, down, or sideways in that particular market? And after you cover that, we're going to move to step number three. Step number three is, what is your investment strategy? This is where you talk about what you're planning to do, what type of investments you like to do, how you like to do them, and you lay out everything in this step. So basically, what is your investment strategy? You know, how are you taking advantage of this opportunity? Why did you choose this strategy for this particular opportunity? How does it compare to competitive investment classes? And how has your competition fared? Meaning, you know, with this particular strategy, there's other people that that run their strategy in this market. How is your competition done with this particular strategy? If you want a copy of these 12 steps, I have it available in a short, easy format for you to read and for you to go through. So that way you can have it and you know, you can work through it with the podcast, or you can just work through it without the podcast. But if you want a copy of this presentation, all you have to do is go to www.apartycapitalmarkets.com/12steps. So that's apartycapitalmarkets.com/12steps. Go there, type in your name, your email, your phone number, and bam, you get the 12 steps and you can use it as a guide for yourself. All right, so now we're going to go to step number 4, the investment attributes. Remember, specificity gets you funded. So with the investment attributes, you're going to answer 4 main questions. How are your investors protected? Are they, you know, secure by the asset? Are they secure by the partnership? Is it an unsecured position? Is it common equity? Is it pref equity? Is it senior debt? Is it mezz debt? How are your investors secure? That's what you're answering. Next, how long will their funds be invested? When do they get paid? And are they even Steven, or do they get paid before you? This means, is there a waterfall? Is there a waterfall in this particular deal where, you know, is it pari passu where the money comes in, investors get paid, you get paid, you both get paid at the same time and just split everything pari passu? Or is it, you know, is there a waterfall where you have to hit certain benchmarks or certain pref equity hurdles before you can get paid as a sponsor? Lay all of that out in this investment attribute step. Next, we're going to go to how will investors benefit? So we talked about the investor attributes in the last step. Now you're going to talk about how do investors benefit from investing into this deal. So will you have 100% discretion over how the capital will be used, or will you have to come to investors and say, you know, this is what I want to do and ask permission? You know, how do you structure risk away for your investors? Are you putting them in a pref position, pref equity position? Are you putting them in a common equity position? What does that look like? Next, how much capital is the sponsor contributing? So sponsor capital contribution. So sponsor capital contribution. How much capital is the sponsor contributing? Will you be putting in 5%, 10%, 15%, 0%? If it's nothing, whatever it is, let that be known in this section of how will investors benefit. And then the last question that you're going to ask in this section is how much leverage will be used? Are you going to use, you know, 65% debt, 35% equity? Are you going to use 75% debt, 25% equity? Are you going to use 85% debt, 15% equity? Are you going to use mezz piece pref equity in that stack? Basically, how much leverage are you going to use? Lay that out in a simple format. Okay, so now we're on to question number 6. Step number 6 is day-to-day operations. So what is your job in this deal? What happens after you close on the asset? What does that look like? So from the first day of closing, what does it look like once you guys close on the asset? What do you do on a day-to-day basis? Who does what? How do they do it? And when does it get done? Next question you're going to ask is, when do you sell? So are you selling in year 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 15? What is the exit strategy? When do you sell? Next question, which follows when do you sell, is what dictates when you sell, or why will you sell? So if your business plan is to come in, renovate the property, increase the spaces, increase the office space, increase the, you know, the multifamily units, and perform some type of value add component to the deal, and you're normally in a property for 1 to 3 years, then state that here. You know, this is what dictates it. We execute our business plan and we're out of a property in normally 3 years. Or if you're not out of property in 3 years, if you're out of in 10 years, just let that be known here. What dictates when you sell, or why will you sell? And then the last question that you want to answer in step number 6 is, how will you monitor the investment? Are you going to, you know, monitor it quarterly? Will investors get quarterly reports? Will investors get monthly reports, daily reports? How are you going to monitor it? And what does those systems look like? So we're halfway through. We're at step number 7. What is the experience and expertise of the sponsors? So Is it a group of sponsors? Is it one sponsor? Is it two sponsors? Is it five? How many sponsors are on the team? Have you raised money before from investors? And if you have, how much money have you raised from those investors? And then if you raised a ton of money, or if you haven't raised a ton of money, you know, why haven't you raised money? Why is this your first deal? Go through all of that. Next, you're going to ask, next is, how many investments have you done, or how many investments has this team done? So if you haven't done any deals particularly by yourself, then you can, you know, leverage your team saying my team has done this many deals, but your team should be able to back up how many deals they have done together. And if this is your first deal together, make sure you lay that out here. Everything in your pitch deck should be forthright. It should be answering all questions before sponsors have to dig into it and say, well, why didn't you put that in a pitch deck? Just put it in there, lay it out in a simple format, and just lay it out in a straightforward format. And just everybody needs to get comfortable with the sponsorship team that's running a deal, because ultimately that's who your LPs, that's who your investors are trusting. They're trusting you as a sponsor and your team to run this deal. Now we're moving on to step number eight. Number eight is your edge. So what makes you so attractive to an investor? What is your experience? Unique abilities to source deals? What is your track record? Do you have strong operations? You go into that of, you know, what's your edge? And then on this part, you should think critical and think thoughtfully about what your edge is. You know, how are you going to be competitive in this asset class? And what is your real estate investment strategy? Okay, so now we're moving on to step number nine. Step number nine is where you talk about your track record. You talk about your track record of yourself, or you talk about the track record of your team. One thing that I want to mention is that you never want to show that you'll only be successful in up markets only. Explain the downside and any hiccups that may, you know, happen in performance. And the reason you never want to show that you'll only be successful in up markets is because up markets do last, but when the down markets do come, the investors want to know that this sponsorship team has been through this before. And when the down markets come, they're going to ride out the down. They're going to ride it out and ride it all the way down to the bottom and work its way back up to the top without panicking, without selling, without running the asset into the ground. And so in this track record section, the questions that you should be thinking through is, have you done any other investments? How have you navigated in downturns? Meaning, you know, when a deal didn't go as planned, how did you guys work through it? And then the last question is, how have other investors supported you? So in what ways have your investors supported you? In what ways did your investors stick with you? How do your current investment base feel about you? You know, providing references and things like that would be good in this section. Section number 10 is alignment of interest. In this section, you want to answer five main questions. Number one is, how are your interests aligned with the investors? You know, are you investing money right alongside of them? Do you not get paid until you hit a certain hurdle? Are you reducing asset management fees? Are you reducing acquisition fees? How are you aligned with your investors? Number two, if they get hurt, do you get hurt? And if you do, explain how. Number three is, how much capital are you contributing? Number four, if you're not contributing any capital, explain why. In a simple format, maybe you don't have the capital to contribute. Maybe this is your first deal. Maybe all of your capital is tied up in all the rest of your investments, and you see this as a great opportunity and you want to invest in this opportunity. Whatever that is, explain why you're not investing capital in this deal. And then next is, how will you eat during the investment period? Meaning, are you planning to make money from this deal? And if you can't make money from this deal, you know, what happens? What happens when you're in the investment period and you're looking to fund the deal, or it's not, you know, performing, you can't take any cash off the table? How will you make sure that you get paid enough to run the deal? We're moving on to step number 11. So number 11, where does the money go? So if a dollar is given to you, where does it go? How does it come back? What kind of return does it come back with? And this should be drawn out with schematics showing how the money flows. Meaning, schematics is a big word. Just like I said, don't use big words. Schematics is a fancy way to say picture. It should be a picture showing how the money flows from the time it's invested to the cycle of where does it go? How does it get there? When it comes back, how much money comes back with it? And it should show a cycle of how the money flows in and out of the asset. Now we're moving on to the last and final step. After you've talked about your investment thesis, you talked about how much money you'll be putting into this deal, you talked about why this is a good deal, you talked about how it fits your investment thesis, you talked about how you put the sponsorship team together, last but not least, you're going to talk about the current investment opportunity. So in this 12th step, you're going to talk about what type of deal it is. You're going to talk about the current financials, the pro forma financials, how much you're looking to raise, target returns, and your exit strategy. This should explain what the deal is, a little history on the deal, and the metrics. What it is, how did you come about it, how it's performed in the past, what are you looking to project, how are you going to project that amount, and then once you project that amount, when are you going to cash out? And then here's the bonus. On the bonus side of it, we need to add number 13. Number 13 is the bonus, which is management bios. Name all of the parties involved in the day-to-day management of the asset. List their experience, their professional experience. So this should just be the bios of all sponsors at the end of the pitch deck. So that way the investors can go through and read each of the bios and see who is working on what, how many deals have this sponsorship team worked on together, and just to get a feel for the people that will be running the deals. If you would like a copy of this presentation, you can visit www.apartycapitalmarkets.com/12steps to get a physical version or a digital version, PDF version of everything that we just went through in this podcast. And with that being said, I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Watch the Stack podcast. Please take some time to leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. And if you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss, you can visit www.apartycapitalmarkets.com/podcast. Submit your topics and we will consider them for the next show. With that being said, see you on the next episode.